Stop recording.
Hello everybody, welcome to another video, kind of take two of this ideal flight problem solving system thing that I'm doing. So in the previous video I disabled FS Aero data because, you know, this is basically the crux of the problem. When FS Aero data is enabled, there's a problem with the scenery thingy, the ideal flight scenery reader, and it can't, for whatever reason, update. It basically says that pretty much all runways are short for the most part, and the briefing, it says, is like they're all correct, but it says, you know, compatibility warning, destination runway. So we want to go ahead and launch Ideal Flight now. Unfortunately, I don't know how to disable Traffic Global Scenery, like the traffic, like basically make Traffic Global disable the BGL files for Traffic Global, because the thing is inaccessible. The app. The only thing that's usable is this setup wizard, and that's to get it run up and running and changed. I don't know how to disable it though. So we are going to go ahead and launch Ideal Flight. It is going to re-update the scenery index back to the old scenery, by the way I had it before switching to FS Aero data, mostly stock, pretty much stock. I mean, there's no nav data to be found, really. So I'm gonna launch Ideal Flight. We're gonna basically see that it works. I'm gonna turn off weather. I'm gonna make a new profile, all that good stuff, and, you know, do it Steve's way, essentially. Even though something is it's definitely something to do with FS Aero data. I know this because disabling it, it works. Enabling it, stops working. So let's see. Let's open up Ideal Flight. It's gonna update
Ideal
scenery.
Ideal Flight. Maintain indexes. The scenery files may have changed. About to update index files. Okay.
And we'll do that.
Ideal Flight Professional. Start stage. Index and data configuration.
I'm gonna re-download FS Aero data 1907. Maybe there's an update or something. When I go back and this works and I re-enable it, I'm gonna download the FS Aero data 19 re-download it. Maybe there's like changes. So I turned off the NVDA progress beeps. They kind of got annoying, especially with Tramp, and it's, you know, while flying, so I just turned them off.
Index and additional mission locations. Please Ideal Flight. Maintain indexes. Index is updated. Okay, but mode plus O. Press Ideal Flight Professional.
There we go. There's that.
Homepage.
Go to the homepage.
Ideal Flight Professional. Not responding.
Oh shit, it's creating a flight. I don't want to create a flight. It's taking an unusually long time to get to the homepage. Come on. What the hell are you doing? Yeah, I created a flight. Didn't want it to do that. I think I pressed enter. If we're going to the homepage, I press enter,
Pain.
And it created.
Ideal Flight Professional, Aircraft KMST, homepage. Ideal Flight Pilot, Josh APL, Pain. Ideal Flight Briefing, Flight 203, Flight Plan, KMST is in, IFR, Pain.
And it created a random flight. I guess that my tour flight got unloaded
context
from my tour file.
Full briefing, new profile, regenerate flight R, clear flight.
I'm just gonna clear that and don't want that to happen. So that was ridiculously quick, probably because there's only the Ideal Flight traffic being generated. Let me go ahead and go into the other settings the mission and monitor settings in Ideal Flight. to disable even the ideal flight traffic, so there is no traffic whatsoever being created. So yeah, let's go to the flight generator, I guess. Flight generator, there's many ways to get to the mission and monitor pay area. Let's go to...
Header. Mission monitor 0737. Damage and failures. Output probability induced failures. Probability induced failures. Mission successful landings. Output plus M. Mission monitor systems and other actions. Output surface types. Output plus S. Measurement speeds. And stop knots. And advanced with advanced facade. Mid AI selection. AI selection. Button. AI content selection. Combo box 10 collapsed.
Put that to
5, 2, 1, 0.
Put that to 0. And save.
Advanced facade. 5 o'clock. AI count. Advanced facade. Minutes to go. M colon S. 4 o'clock. AI count. Advanced facade. Minutes to go. M colon S. 5 o'clock. Context menu. Flight generator. Save it. Ideal flight professional. Mission button plus M. Context menu homepage. Save available. Homepage.
Yeah, no, did that. Okay, now I'm going to create a new profile.
Ideal flight professional. Homepage. Please wait. Airport
KMS. And it's just going to be Joe Pilot 8 or whatever.
Main menu. Profile selection. Ideal flight professional. Profile selection. Profile selection. Window. Pane. Header. User profile. Select profile. Combo box. 4. .jpl. Flight log. 5. Collapse.
Alright, that's my pilot's life. I'm going to hit on that and create a new one. It's going to be like the ninth pilot.
Okay, but plus O. Press.
Just leave it. No committed. No limited. Doesn't really matter. Okay. Let's change the. Change the location to Philadelphia. I don't really feel like being in the UK right now.
Airport EDFF. Context. Fly. Icon. Full preview. View profile. Regenerate. Clear flight. Simulator. Menu. Reverse route. Available. Move the location. Swap. Save. Move the location. M. Ideal flight. Move. Selection.
Philadelphia.
Okay, but multiple. Press. Ideal flight professional. Airport EDFF. Homepage. Ideal flight pilot. Joe pilot. Pilot rating. Flight.
Did we switch?
Ideal flight professional. Header. User profiles. Joe pilot.
Okay, see. It's just said user profiles.
Page, footer, profile stain, header, user profiles, Joe Pilot.
But I'm not in the profile screen. I'm supposed to be on the home page.
Context menu, fly, unavailable. Ideal flight professional, header, user profiles.
So that's an accessibility layer typo there. Something's going on there with the screen reader, where it's saying user profiles. That's, I guess, where the bug is. Now we got Mooney. Mooney Bravo. Zero traffic. Now I gotta go and he said, no weather, right? So my default, we got default weather settings, it's stormy or whatever. Let's go ahead and by the way, we are in the past. We are in June 2019, so we are in the past officially. Let's go ahead and go to weather settings and kill. Kill the weather master. Enable ideal flight weather. So I just turned off essentially the weather engine by that. That weather master disables literally everything. So that means the weather that's come up is going to be the simulator weather.
Save
that.
Ideal flight professional. Homepage. Please wait. Airport KPHL.
Okay, now let's see what flight plan we're going to get.
Pain. Preparing flight. Please wait.
It may be...
Ideal flight professional.
A vessel mission. It doesn't really matter. I don't really want to fly. I just want to...
Ideal flight professional. Preparing flight. Please wait.
Test. The... is it creating traffic?
Ideal flight briefing, N123MS, flight plan, KPHL to KMPV,
KMPV, okay, interesting.
Context, fly, icon, full briefing.
So where are we at? Where is this flight taking us?
Road to flight plan, KP.
No destination one-way warning.
Land. Departure. Philadelphia. Philadelphia. Destination. Max days. Armand Peeler. United States. Land. Aircraft. Mooney Bravo. White. Black. Cruise altitude. 9,000 feet. Cruise airspeed. 180 kts. Land. Pilot. Joe Pilot. Payload. Passenger with luggage. Weight. Land. Start time. Saturday, June 1st, 2019. 6:11. Pushback. 6:20. Flight distance. 290 m. Heading. 34. Expected flight time. 152 ETA. 8:14 a.m. Land. Fuel required. 95 cal. Weight. 500 maximum fuel. Weight. Coast. Maximum fuel load. 95 cal. Weight. Land. Land.
Interesting how the I guess we have to fly. You know, this is a new profile, so like, you know, it's gonna give us full tanks of fuel. Only hold 95 gallons though. Apparently, according to it, only hold 95 gallons.
Context flight.
I don't know. Let's go to the aircraft selection, because that's... That is, you know, like, I've been getting the problem with aircraft. The aircraft message for runways. So we got...
Aircraft information. Aircraft image, Mooney Bravo. Model name. Combo box, Mooney Bravo.
Mooney Bravo.
Mooney Bravo. Mooney Acclaim. Mall Ryan. Mall Ryan. Lucky MVP, Lucky L049, Lucky Electro Model 10, Lucky C69, extra 300.
No problem whatsoever.
Lucky, Mall Ryan on skis, Mooney Acclaim, Mooney Bravo, Piper J3 Cub, Mooney Bravo.
No problem whatsoever.
Aircraft image, aircraft information, user aircraft button, aircraft type, combo box airplanes, propeller collapse, airplane turboprop. User aircraft image, Lucky model name, combo box Lucky Martin AC-100, Lucky Martin C-130J30, Lucky Martin AC-130, Lucky Martin KC-130. Lucky.
No problem there either.
Aircraft image, aircraft, user aircraft, aircraft type, combo aircraft type, combo box airplane jet.
Yeah, let's look at the jets.
Aircraft image, Atlantic model name, combo box Atlantic Sunair, Boeing 737-800 American Airlines, Boeing 737-8, Boeing QWSIM-700, Boeing QWSIM-787-9.
See, so what is the quality wing 787's parameters look like?
Flight parameters Boeing QWSIM-787-8.
What is the runway parameters here?
Exclusive instruments, minimum runway width, minimum runway length and width, please edit, select 9,000, minimum runway width, please edit, select 90.
Okay, 9,090, okay, that's, you know, realistic for a 7-8. And I'm getting no, errors whatsoever for, you know, runway, no pop-up message. At Philadelphia, so, yeah, I mean... Not sure there's 718 off of Philly, but...
Context, aircraft selection, save available fee. Aircraft selection.
There, yeah, no issues with the scenery that I now have, which is not FSL data.
Export file, export file, choose part aircraft, export file aircraft, monitor, submission type, monitor system, user aircraft, okay button, mission and aircraft, export, choose part, show, obtain, code, default, explore aircraft, actual airline name, airline, actual heavy, flight number, actual aircraft identifier, variation, copy aircraft settings and parameters from its variation, combo box QW, copy model name, combo box Boeing QWSIM-780, Boeing QW... Bombardier CRJ-1000.
There's my CRJs, no problems.
Bombardier CRJ-200.
There, and why am I to get lag between...
Bombardier CRJ-200. Bombardier CRJ-1000.
Okay, so there's that, and then... Why am I getting lag between the 1000 and the CRJ-200?
Bombardier CRJ-700. Bombardier CRJ-900.
Why is there... Come on, move.
Ember Egypt Ember 190. Bombardier CRJ-900.
Okay, come on, move it.
Ember Egypt Ember 190. Ember Egypt Ember 190. Lucky Martin F-16A2XA9. Lucky Martin F-16AMMO. Lucky Martin F-16C. Lucky Martin F-22 Raptor. Lucky Martin F-35A Lightning II.
Okay, so I have literally no problems with the aircraft. Let me go see the Boeing.
Ember Egypt. Ember Egypt. Bombardier CRJ.
My jets, like, I'm getting some, like, sluggishness between, like, the I was able to arrow, no problem, boom, 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 through my turboprops and my propeller planes, but the jets, I don't know what that was going on.
OQWSIM-780, OQWSIM-787. Boeing 700, 737-800 American Airlines New DC.
Okay, so this standard 5050,
Pain, flight for KLF, jet airways, risk, exclude, instrument, minimum runway width, minimum runway length, and width, feet, edit, selected 5,000, minimum runway width, feet, edit, selected 50.
Okay, good, 5,050 standard for 737, okay.
Mission monitor, submission type, user
aircraft,
mission aircraft, export file, aircraft, flight, export file, airline, actual flight number, heavy, flight number, edit, actual aircraft identifier, edit, variation, combo box, copy aircraft settings and parameter model name, combo box, Boeing 737-800 American Airlines.
Okay, so... What else is there to do now? I could just load the sim up with, you know, Boeing, and no, I'll load it up with the Mooney.
Context menu, homepage, OKO, homepage. Ideal flight, aircraft selection, the aircraft changes have not been saved, continue, OK button alt plus oppressed.
But, you know, I can select the aircraft without problems, no runway errors or whatever. So I'm going to, you know, launch the sim. I just want to see how long it actually takes. By the way, let me see if the train startup is actually the default, because it actually is not the default. The none option for simulator startup is selected. Let me go and... Okay, that's checked, but it was because I checked it. It was not the default. So, I'm going to... Come on, homepage. Okay. So, now we're going to fly this. We're going to load the sim. I want to see how long the simulator actually takes to start now with no traffic, no weather, nothing. And you know, so default scenery. So let's see how long it actually takes.
Tramp aircraft.
Okay, there's Tramp coming out. Okay, that didn't take long at all. Although I will say, with stuff like the Quality Wing 787, you will have to set it to none, because I think that object that the simulator just started with, it conflicts with high-end aircraft like that. At least in my experience, the sounds or whatever seem to be messed up when you start it like that. And it's setting the simulator time to June 1st. That's probably why it's taking so long. It's setting the simulator time to June 1st, 2019, 6 a.m. or, you know, thereabouts. And now we can unpause and we got a sim. Oh, is it idle? I guess it's idle. Oh, yeah, there it is. Okay. Now it works. I mean, no traffic. As a matter of fact, let me just see if there's no traffic by checking a Tramp to verify that there is no traffic in here.
Bravo. C205. N100 AC2. NAV2. 106 DCAPTR. NAV. 106 Mach. 0.00 TAS. 0000. Fly Golden M. Fly Man M. NAV1. ADF. 026 NAV2. 108 YAP. 249 26.
Okay, I'm gonna...
Caps lock off. Caps lock off. Dialog find input line remaining. Remaining. Property page find input line. Icon checkbox not checked. Property page remaining. Remaining. Property page remaining. Remaining. List. Fiat. Root. Feet.
Alright, so I'm going to...
Flow bar. Flight plan. Cruising altitude.
Shift tab here.
Property page find input
and
line.
We
list.
Should...
Edit red only. Find input line. Icon checkbox not checked. List. N123 MS Bravo KPHLKMPV.
Oh, MS Bravo, okay. So, what the hell? Why is traffic global? I put the traffic simulator should the thing I think should be zero.
Alright,
there's literally only one plane.
It's
the C205. That should not be. I don't have a shuttle aircraft doing anything.
N120. C-205, AC-130, USAF, KPHL selected.
C-130. That should not be there. Let me go and recheck the simulator. I'm gonna go to new scenario because the options. It's easier to get the options there.
General grouping expanded.
Preview. Application level 1. Check traffic.
Sound level 1. Traffic level 1.
Oh, wait. I wonder if I, I wonder if it's because I, kind of made a new profile and then I the traffic settings in Ideal Flight.
General grouping expanded. Traffic controls. AV airline 0. Slider 0. General 0.
Okay. 0. Okay. Let me go and, check an ideal flight. See if my profile or my traffic thing got overridden with a profile. So I'm going to exit that flight. And like magic, change it if it needs to be changed. Probably does. Oh, what the hell just happened where now I can't. Where now I can't hit escape? What the hell just happened right now?
Airport KPHL. System submenu space. Ideal flight profile.
Control Alt 1. Well, what the what? I just heard the
Context menu. Fly Martin register free hard redirect. Ideal context menu. Fly.
Oh, there it is. But I had to like hit Alt and well, that was weird. It's been happening for a bit. I don't know how to. I don't even know if that's an IF bug. I mean, it happens so irregularly. But it just happened in the videos. Hopefully, Steve can spot it and fix it, whatever that was. But whenever that happens, like I hear the click sound, like it's going back to like when you're pressing, like on the home page or something, and then like but I heard it, you hear the click to indicate that okay you're going back to the home page, and then I just heard another click, and then it just can't hit escape to or anything to go to the home page or bring up the pop up menu. Okay. And that's been since preview 10, I think. But I don't. It's so weird. So let's go to
flight generator.
Mission.
Middle. Ideal contact.
And what was that? What?
Save available.
I didn't even hit escape or whatever. I just went to flight generator.
Ideal flight professional. Enter.
Okay, go here.
Hey, enter. Mission.
And
damage and failures. Probability missions and vessel landings. Monitor surface types. Measurement speeds. NM stop knots. Advanced AI common selection. Combo box 10 collapsed.
Oh, there's a 10. I put it to 0.
Advanced the top. Minutes to go. Context med flight generator. Save us.
Save.
Ideal flight professional. Mission button plus N. Context med home page. Save available list.
Okay, there goes. My escape is working now. Okay, but there it goes. It's not working again. Control Alt. Why is this happening? It's very odd. I have to like. Oh wait, I think I remember him saying something on the forums, like if you just come back to another app, it'll.
Flight context menu.
Okay, so.
Ideal context menu.
Alright, there it goes. You have to, like, come back to Ideal Flight. Alright, so I think Steve does know about this, and I hope it's fixed in PV 12. Okay, so now. It didn't regenerate the flight, so let me see if I can.
Flight. Icon shelf submenu. Full briefing. Icon shelf submenu.
Regenerated?
Icon shelf submenu destination return to RDSAP. Preparing flight, please wait.
I just love being able to have the sim open, and yeah, by the way, that was a nice, quick and easy flight. I'm pretty sure, yeah, see, immediately, I didn't even touch it and the menu came up. That's a serious, that's a bug. And I don't know what caused it. I don't know whether it's a sim or whether it's something with OBS. Like, it only seems to happen on stream, like when I got OBS and stuff running. But anyway, yeah, I mean, it's all I gotta do is like alt tab and alt tab back to get it to like function again. But let's start the sim with the settings that I was going to start with. And there goes the menu again.
Lucky Martin register 3R3D register 3-4. Submenu dialog window. Ops 23.2.1. 64-bit. Windows. Profile. Untitled scene. Untitled window. Submenu dialog window.
And OBS came up. Oh, and it like clockwork. That was like so instant.
Ops 23.2. Lucky Martin register 3R3D register 3-4. Lucky Martin register 3R3D register 3-4.
So I think we should no longer, we should have zero traffic now. Let's go ahead and look at that. Yay, no traffic whatsoever generated. And flight loaded up extremely quick. Now we can like now it's working without weather. Without it's complete completely simplified now. The way I believe the way that Steve you know says that it should be. You know when you're trying to solve a problem, this is what you do. Well. Confirmed that it is working with, you know, default scenery, with no weather, with no traffic. Now, let's go ahead and I guess re-enable. I'm going to go and download FS Aero Data, or, you know, and re-download the cycle. Maybe there's an update. And you know, re-enable it to put the ARAC back in, have ideal flight, read the scenery, and see what happens. You know, live, you know, right here on the video. I need to download P2D 4.5 as well. I need to get. I guess to just get the client. I mean, I don't know if there's any like scenery updates or whatever that I should be concerned about. If I wanted to just get the client, I don't know if like the scenery and stuff can be overridden. If you can just like just get the client, and then I can get the scenery and the content and everything else. So I'm going to exit simulator. Now that everything's working, no traffic, no weather, no nothing. It's all simplified. Working, it's working great. It's no issues. No issues that have been coming up with this stuff.
Ideal flight professional 01 column 2. Ideal flight professional header flight assessment flight.
Alright, so I'm going to homepage. And we are going to
Ideal flight professional airport cape.
There goes this problem again.
Ideal flight professional airport cape PHL. Pain. Ideal. Airport cape. Op 64C. Ideal flight professional. Traffic code global 01. Traffic code global. Panel control 1 scroll.
Okay. Yeah. I had traffic global open, trying to figure out how to actually disable the entire thing, but I can't figure out how to do it.
Ideal flight professional airport pain. Ideal flight briefing.
And I'm gonna have to. If I close Ideal Flight right now, I'm not going to be able to start it with, if I close it without that 4, it's not going to start up again without me rebooting the computer. I need to get the menu up.
Context menu. Op 64C. Studio mode check. Ops not checked. Ideal flight professional role. Ideal flight professional. Ops 23. Sky row 1 column 3. Ideal flight professional role. Ops 23. Sky row 1 column. Ideal flight professional. Ops 20. Sky row. Ideal flight. Ideal flight professional. Ideal flight team. Airport. Op context. Op 64C. Settings button. Settings button.
Okay. OBS is... See if I can open like Notepad or something to make it.
Ops 23.2. Ideal flight professional role. Ideal flight professional. Untitled Notepad. Row 1. Untitled Notepad. Text. Blank. Ideal flight professional. Row 1. Column 5. Context menu. Fly. Close ideal flight.
Okay, there it goes. Okay, close ideal flight.
Context menu.
And set context menu again. I don't know when that bug came into existence. I think it came into existence in P10. P10.
Op 23.2.1.
Not sure though.
Settings button. Settings button.
Okay, now let's launch FS Aero Data and re-download
Aerex Cycle. Aerex, username star is required in valid entry. Blank.
Let's see.
Aerex cycles. Twitter profile frame link Facebook. Aerex cycle Google Chrome. Link Twitter. Visit navigation landmark list with 7 items. Visit link home. Main landmark combo box collects 1907. Aerex cycles. Navigation landmark list. Main combo button unlock and download.
Unlock and download. We're gonna get
FSADRX 1907. 1.001.
Alright, so it's the same one that I have. Maybe like, you know, the same zip file. But I wanted to see if I reinstall, if I...
Download complete. FSADRX 1907. Zip greater. Press shift plus F6.
Reinstall it.
Untitled Google. Menu clickable today. Link HD. Link show folder. Button remove FSADRX 19. Alert remove FSADRX site.
Because, it, you know, maybe there's like an update.
Download Aerex cycle button. Install cycle button. Press. Select the FSADRX Aerex file dialog file name. Item. Assume not selected 1 of 20. AI Live Composer 3 of 20.
Alright, so it's in my documents. Gonna go to users.
Item view list. Dropbox modules. 2i03 column 1. 50.02 column 1. 4 of 10. Item view list. Folders group. Devices and drives group and expanded. Bootcamp. Item view list. User 4. Item view. Josh 3 of 4. Item view list. Desktop 5. Document 6 of download 7. Item view list.
We're gonna go to... We're gonna do go to this one because it's it might be the same one, it might not be, but I wanna
download Aerex cycle button available. Options button available. Ezra only multi-line. Select the cycle installed. 1907 valid from 20/John/2019 to 17/Shell/2019 next cycle. 1908/Shell/2019 FS Aero Data.
So basically in I don't know,
2:15 PM. 2 Wednesday, July 17, 2019.
It's essentially 1908 is coming out tomorrow, but
no. Okay, button.
Just in the Aerex data set completed. Okay.
FS Aero Data configuration tool randomly. Select the Aerex selection flights. Aerex randomly multiplexes options button. Download install cycle button. Enable button.
See enable. We're going to enable. 1907 again. Well, assume because 1908 is now. Yeah, I'd actually install 1908 if it was.
Okay, button. Press.
Okay, we're gonna wait for this to complete.
F0 data. F0 data configuration tool at red only. Updating nav IDS, 78% completed.
Updating nav. Nav aids. Alright, so it is installed, it looks like.
Selected installation completed. At red only. Selected flight simulator navigation database updated.
Installation completed. Alrighty, so now I should be able to launch Ideal Flight and read the scenery, and everything should just be dandy with it. Let's find out, shall we?
Air Cycle Group. Test top list. Ideal Flight Professional 1170. Starting Ideal Flight V10.02711. CodeLegend.com. Ideal Flight Professional. Ideal Flight Professional. Start page. Index and data configuration. Ideal Flight. Maintain indexes. The scenery files may have changed. About to update index files. OK, but no plus O. Press.
Alright, let's do that.
Ideal Flight Professional. Start page. Index and data configuration. Index and additional mission locations, please wait. Ideal Flight, maintain indexes. Indexes updated. Okay, but no plus O. Ideal Flight Professional, start page. Index and data configuration.
Alright, there we go. It's, that is done. Probably gonna go to the home page now.
Eric, Ideal Flight Professional, start page. Index and data configuration.
Okay, well, so I'm gonna go to the home page. Okay. Press that room. And NVIDIA was about to say something, but was cut off. What was it about to say?
Airport KPHL, home page. Ideal Flight Pilot, Joe Pilot, Pilot.
And there goes the menu problem again.
Air Cycle Group, Chrome, row 1, column 1. Ideal Flight Professional, pain. ID pain. Airport, Air Cycle Group, link release notes and file checks and slash size. Ideal Flight Professional, pain. Ideal Flight Briefing, N100.
Why? I need to like get
context menu. Ideal Flight Professional. Air Cycle Group, Chrome, row 1, column 1. Ideal Flight Professional. Untitled notepad, row 1, column, untitled notepad. Blank. Ideal Flight Professional. Untitled notepad. Blank. Ideal Flight Professional. Ideal Flight Untitled notepad. Cyber Skype. Ideal Flight Professional, row 1, column 2. Ideal Flight Professional. Pain. Airport KPHL. Skype. Skype. Skype window. Ideal Flight Professional. Row. Ideal Flight.
How do I like get this to work consistently? Like this bug until this bug is fixed. There's a I've only had this problem happen like it's happening pretty much every time now when I've got OBS up or something like it's happening every single time I start.
Alright,
you know what? Let's hit enter.
Ideal Flight, starting flight simulator, Philadelphia into the next state, KPHL to KMTV, start flight simulator with a prepared flight, okay, but no photo,
no.
Ideal Flight Professional, airport KPHL, Skype, Ideal Flight Professional, airport K, Skype row 1, column 2, Skype, Ideal Flight Professional, untitled, ops 20, untitled, notepad, Skype row 1, column 1, Ideal Flight Professional.
Come on, not even my control alt is my friend here.
System submenu space, Ideal Flight Professional.
I wonder if we should always just have a good old-fashioned menu bar at times like
context
this.
Menu. Flight.
Okay, I didn't do anything and it came up. What the hell?
Icon shell submenu.
Alrighty. This thing has a mind of its own.
Flight. Icon full brief new profile regenerates your flight.
So we're going to clear the flight, and we are going to regenerate the flight, and see see if we get a warning about runways.
Pain. Preparing flight, please wait.
Notice the extra time it takes with the FSO data.
Ideal flight professional, pain.
Also, notice every single time like, with this problem, the click happens every single time, like you do anything.
Ideal flight briefing, N123 MS, KPHL, vessel locating mission, locate vessel nearby waters.
Alright, so now we got a vessel mission. And with the...
Context menu, Skype, grab tip test, ideal flight professional, ideal, Skype row 1, column 2, Skype, ideal flight professional row 1, ideal flight pain, ideal flight...
Come on.
Ideal flight professional. Ideal flight briefing. N123 MS. KPHL. Vessel locating mission. Locate vessel nearby waters and return. Sailing boat. Speed 0 knots. Last reported location. N38°42.5. W74°2.5. Distance 90 nm. Bearing 142 degrees. Aircraft. Mooney Bravo. White. Black. Cruise altitude. 4000 ft. Cruise airspeed. 180 kts.
Could try this with vessel mission with FSX pilot, actually. Thomas said that he was able to do one. Could be fun, I guess, but... I want to check to see about the runway thing.
Hey, airport KPHL, homepage, ideal flight pilot, Joe pilot, pilot rated. Skype context menu, Skype, zero flight group, group chat, grab pin test, ideal flight group. Skype row 1, column 2, untitled notepad, row 1, column 3. Untitled, ideal flight professional row 1, column 2. Untitled notepad. Text edit. Ideal flight professional row 1. Skype row 1, column 3. Skype. Skype.
I'm gonna just like get Skype out of here right now.
Ideal flight professional row. Ideal flight professional. Untitled notepad row 1. Untitled notepad. Ideal flight professional. Airport. Ideal flight. Starting flight simulator. Philadelphia in. Vessel locating mission. Start flight simulator with a prepared flight. Okay, but note plus O.
No, how about I don't? How about I want to get the menu?
Ideal flight professional. Airport KPHL. Home. Ideal flight. Starting.
See, what? Why is it like? It's clicking like twice, like, and every time I cancel.
Ideal flight professional. Airport KPHL.
Okay, I didn't do it this time, but still. If I close ideal flight without F4, it will not restart. It will not restart. If I click ideal flight on the desktop without rebooting.
Context menu.
Okay, there comes up again. I don't know. This is like a phantom thing.
Flight. Icon shelf submenu. Full briefing.
So.
Regenerate flight art. Clear flight.
Let's clear this flight.
Flight. Flight generator. Clear destination and flight. Continue. Okay, but mode plus O.
And then we go to the no mission. Change it to no mission. So we need to check to see if it complains about a runway. Didn't this time because it was a vessel mission. But I needed to make a flight.
Ideal flight professional. Pain. Pain. Ideal flight. Flight. Pain. Airport KPH.
I needed to make a flight here. If I can get the menu up consistently, I would not have to.
The context, untitled notepad, text editor, ideal flight professional, untitled notepad, row 1, untitled, ideal flight professional, row 1, ideal flight, untitled notepad, ideal flight pain, ideal, pain, airport KPHL.
It'll come up eventually, I just have to sit here and wait.
Context menu, flight, unavailable.
Alright, there it goes. I guess it comes up after like 5 seconds, 10 seconds,
icon
maybe. Just gotta wait on it. But that is seriously that this bug has gotta be fixed ASAP.
The party has flight generator.
Like.
The party has AP unavailable.
I don't know if any of you guys have been witnessing it, but it's only happened to me like once before, and it's been off stream. And I like with this issue, I haven't been able to, like now it's happening literally all the time in this video. It's happening nonstop, so Steve should be able to spot it hopefully. Flight generator. We're gonna go to mission and monitor and turn off the. There goes.
Save available.
Context menu. Didn't want that.
Error. Mission monitor. Mini Bravo. Ideal flight. Mission vessel landing. List. No mission checked. No mission checked. Maintenance locations not checked. No mission checked. No mission not checked. Maintenance locations checked. No mission not checked. No mission checked. Maintenance locations checked. Sea searches not checked. Maintenance locations not checked. No mission checked. Maintenance locations not checked. Sea searches checked. Sea searches not checked. Ship landing mission checked.
So let me get this straight. I had no mission. No mission was checked.
Auto boat checked.
But all these things
are checked. Cruise ship not checked. Cruise ship not checked. Cruise ship not checked. Ferry not checked. Cruise ship. Cargo boat. Ship landing. Sea searches not checked. Maintenance locations not checked. No mission checked.
No mission checked. Okay.
Mission monitor. Mini Bravo. Amazon failure. Damage and failures. Alt plus D. Damage and failure probability. Probability. Mission and monitor service measurement speed. Stop. Advanced. AI. Approach the final leg time. 5 o'clock. 30, 90 minimum seconds. Minimum pain. Approach selected. Combo box. Departure. Other approach settings. Edit monitor file. Mission and monitor. Okay. Pain. Footer. Mission and monitor. Okay. Button. Okay. Button. Press. Ideal flight professional. Mission button. Alt plus M.
Now, can I please, you know, can you please not do that when you go back to the homepage and let me go to the menu now, please?
Homepage. Please wait. Airport KPHS.
No, of course you won't. You just did that thing again. Now I'm gonna. I'll regenerate a flight.
No compatible airport times. Please try adjusting flight generator times or search filters. Okay, but multiple.
Oh, just great. Now I gotta adjust. Flight generator parameters now. And the menu came up without me doing anything after pressing enter on that OK button. So that's the phantom menu for you there. Gonna go to the flight generator and search maybe like up to 5 hours.
Ideal flight professional. Pain.
Get, you know, really radius.
Pain. Flight generator. Mission monitor. Mission button. Plus M. Flight generator. Okay button. Mission aircraft. Export. Flight load. Build flight. Edit. Plan. Sort order. Altitude. Sort order. Move. Choose. Check out. I've got destination airport. Search airport. Search for air. Flight duration. Flight duration. Setting hours minimum. 145. Flight duration setting hours minimum 2345. Flight duration setting hours minimum 045. Flight duration setting hours minimum 045. Flight duration setting hours minimum 044. Flight duration setting hours minimum 029. Flight duration setting hours minimum 011. Flight duration setting hours minimum 002. Flight duration setting hours minimum 0 o'clock. Flight duration setting hours maximum 2 o'clock.
Let's see.
Search for flight duration setting hours maximum 5 o'clock.
There we go. That'll be gotta be guaranteed to find this place.
Ideal flight professional, 5 o'clock.
And as we save it and we hit escape,
context menu, homepage.
We will get the stupid.
Ideal flight professional, homepage. Please wait.
Alright, hopefully now it'll find a plan to create.
Ideal flight destination search. No compatible airport times. Please try adjusting flight generator times or search filters. Okay, but multiple.
Oh, get out of here. Are you serious? So with this, with the default scenery, I was able to create a flight from Philadelphia without a problem with the default parameters, and now I can't create a flight from with 5 hours? Come on.
Ideal flight professional. Ideal flight. Airport KPHL.
Come on, find the menu, let's go.
Context menu. Flight unavailable.
Okay.
Full briefing. New program generate. Clear flight unavailable. Simulator menu. Reverse route unavailable. Move to location M.
So let's move to, I don't know, KMSP. Maybe
ideal
it'll
flight,
find some imports.
Move the location. Selection. OK, but mode was pressed. Ideal flight. Move departure. Move the location KMSP. OK, but mode was pressed. Ideal flight professional. Airport KPHL. Homepage. Ideal flight pilot. Joe pilot. Pilot rating. Flight cadet. Flight cadet.
There goes the stupid,
Airport KMSP. Homepage. Ideal flight pilot. Joe pilot. Pilot rating. Flight cadet. Flight consistency. 0.00%. Total score. 0 points. Pilot ID. 9. Flight logs. 0. Flight time accumulated. 0 hours. 0 minutes. 0 ideal flight. Flight destination search. No compatible airports.
I'm gonna just.
Ideal flight professional.
Once the thing menu comes back up again, I hit escape. I'm gonna wait 10, 15 seconds till it comes back. I'm just gonna create a freaking. I'm gonna switch to. Well, I'm actually gonna go to the aircraft selection and see if we get that pop up.
Fly icon shelf submenu. New destination. Start about. FS main profile selection. Flight records. Scores. Other settings. Weather settings. Aircraft selection.
For you know,
aircraft selection.
Then we'll know we saw the
Pain.
Problem.
Better. Aircraft selection. Mini Bravo. KMSP. Minneapolis. Aircraft type. Combo box airplane. Propeller collapse. User aircraft. Aircraft information. Edit red only. Mode. Aircraft image. Mini Bravo. Model name. Combo box. Mini Bravo collapsed. Mini plane. Small Orion on skis. Small Orion. Ideal flight. Aircraft selection. Some parameters for this aircraft are incompatible with the current airport facilities. Generally.
Okay. Red, so we're still getting. I'm still getting that pop up. For. So I'm going to switch to a Boeing.
Red, red, user aircraft button. New aircraft type. Combo box airplanes. Airplane turboprop. Airplane set. User aircraft and aircraft image. Model name. Copy aircraft settings. Model name. Combo box Atlantic Sun Airways. Ideal flight. Aircraft selection. Ideal flight professional. Combo box Boeing 737-800 American Airlines. New EC collapsed.
Alright, so I'm still getting that message.
Ideal flight. Aircraft selection. Some parameters for this aircraft are incompatible with the current airport for stress. Ideal flight professional. Combo box Atlantic Sun Airways. ERJ-170 ACH anniversary livery collapsed. Ideal flight. Red, ideal flight professional.
I got aircraft a shift image. Tab and...
Contact homepage. Okay. Ideal flight professional. Aircraft image. Boeing 737-800. Disabled.
So, I mean, you saw it here, folks. With FS Aerodata, we enabled it. And we have issues with, you know, the whole runway thing still. Disable it, you don't have it. So the question is, what is changing when I disable it versus enabling it? Now let's see about...
Contact, homepage, okay, available, homepage.
I switched to the Boeing, so... Let's see if I can now create a flight plan.
Aircraft changes. Regenerate last flight. KMSP to KMSP. Okay, but mode plus O. Cancel but mode press. Ideal flight professional. Airport KMSP.
Okay, so now let's see if we can. It'll find a flight to create.
Pain. Ideal flight. Flight destination search. No compatible airport sounds. Please try adjusting flight generating
what?
Sounds to the filter. Okay, but
are
mode
you
plus O.
Kidding me right now?
Ideal flight professional. Ideal flight. Flight preparation. Ready. When stage.
I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to just make a flight plan then from KMSP to KMCO then. To San Francisco to Orlando, which would be the next pilot's life flight. When the menu finally comes back, okay.
Close ideal, minimize ideal flight version, registrate, help, face clipboard. Ideal flight, enter lighthouse, face clipboard route, edit, land.
KMSP, K...
Space, land.
MCO, okay.
Ideal flight, face clipboard route, generate flight, KMSP to KMCO, okay, but mode plus O.
I mean, come on, there's gotta be, like, airports with a 5-hour radius, come on, seriously?
Ideal flight, override flight level, override flight level, no, but mode pressed. Pain.
I mean, if it generated it with default scenery,
Pain.
What the hell is going on with FS Aerodata that it can't do that? As a matter of fact, I'd go and disable FSL data again and try to make a flight plan at this airport. At this airport, random airport. You know, see if it'll create a random flight plan. If it does, then there's, again, something going on with FSAO data and either the ideal flight scenery reader or something, like, something is just weirdly going on with it. With no traffic, no what, no nothing, it shouldn't take this long to create a flight plan.
Ideal flight professional, not responding. Ideal flight professional, not responding.
Something is up. It should not take that long to create.
Ideal flight professional, ideal flight briefing, flight.
There goes the damn thing again.
Pain. Ideal flight professional. Airport KMST. Homepage. Ideal flight pilot. No pilot. Pilot reply. Icon shelf submenu. Full briefing.
Full briefing. We got.
Clickable. Stable. Land. Road to route compatibility warning. Destination runway.
Destination runway. Yay. Destination runway warning.
Land. Flight plan. KMST to KMCO. IFR. Land. Departure. Minneapolis ST. Hollywood. Destination. Orlando Hill. Orlando, Florida. United States. Land. Aircraft. Boeing 737 cruise altitude. 27,000 FT. Cruise airspeed. 385 kts.
Alright. There's the default 737 parameters again. That are correct in the APL profile.
Pilot, no pilot. Payload, 134 passengers and luggage. Weight, 32,500. Land. Start time, Saturday, June 1st, 2019, 6:50. Pushback, 7 a.m. Flight distance, 1197 nm. Heading, 1 expected flight time, 316 ETA, 1016 a.m.
3 hours for this flight.
Land, fuel required, 4661 cal. Maximum fuel load, 6804 cal. Weight, fuel required, 4661 cal. Weight, 31,200. Maximum fuel load, 6804 cal. Weight, 45,000. Weight, gross, 150. Land, land. Weathermaster enable equal false.
Alright, so what... Like, everything is disabled, but I am very curious right now. If I close IF, once the name menu comes back, and I can close it, that is, because...
Context menu.
Yeah, like,
close ideal flight.
It's very, I really hope Steve can get down to the bottom of this particular bug, because, like, it happened once off stream and I forgot about it and didn't think to mention it, but now it's happening every single time. Like, it's happening, like, it continues to happen. Let's see, so if we close IF. I'm going to disable. I'm going to close Notepad too. I just wanted to open that up to try to get the menu. Going
to
disable
FSAO
data again. And we are going to. You know, have ideal flight read the scenery again, and we are going to have it. Create a random, you know, clear the flight we just created to Orlando and have a create a random flight, and I'm pretty sure it'll be able to create one without a problem.
Install cycle button. Enable button. Enable button.
Oh, okay, it's already freaking disabled. Alright, so close.
Ideal Flight Professional 11.
Open up IF again.
CodeLegend.com. Ideal. Unknown.
And it is going to re-index the scenery, no doubt.
Ideal Flight Professional. Start Ideal Flight. Maintain indexes. The scenery files may have changed. About to update index files. Okay button pressed.
Do that, of course.
Page, configuration.
See, so now that I know, you know, that, you know, we created the scenery default. Now that I know that, like, we created a flight at Philadelphia to, I don't know, like, somewhere, wherever, with the Mooney, and, you know, when we enabled FSO Zeta, suddenly it said that there was no airports around. Now I'm going to go ahead and...
Homepage.
We are going to... Oh, here we go again with this problem with the menu. I wonder if it has some... I wonder if I exit OBS right now, if this menu problem would stop.
Context menu.
Okay, now we're going to
new profile. Regenerate flight R. Clear flight.
Clear this
ideal
flight.
Flight generator. Clear destination and flight. Continue. Okay, but multiple so. Ideal flight professional. Aircraft KMST. Home.
And now let's see if it can't create a friggin' flight. I mean, you can't tell me that there's no airports within 5 hours in Minnesota.
Pain. Preparing flight. Please wait.
And there it goes. Why? Is FS Aerodata all of a sudden, like, you know, once this flight's created, I'm gonna go re-enable FS Aerodata again and be like, you know, what the hell is going on here?
Ideal flight briefing, flight 1597. Pain, pain. Ideal flight briefing, flight 1597. Flight plan, KMST to KLSE, IF.
KLSE, okay. So, we've pretty much established that it's something to do with FS Aerodata, or it's either FS Aerodata or the or Ideal Flight is like reading the FS Aerodata scenery differently than it. I don't get it. I just don't get it. Also, you did notice the time difference with that flight plan, didn't you? And how quickly, more quickly it was to create. This menu bug is driving me insane right now.
Context menu. Flight. Close ideal flight. Flight, icon, full briefing, new profile, regenerate flight, clear flight, regenerate, new full icon, flight, close, ID, minimize, close, ideal flight.
I'm gonna enable FSA again.
Install, enable button. Press FSA data dialog, FSA data setting up flight simulator and performing a backup. The update may take some time. Okay button. Press.
And, you know, just to do a double take, essentially, and be like, hey, you know, what is going on?
Disable button.
Okay. Now we're gonna go
Desktop
into
list,
the
ideal white professional 11 of 70.
Annoying process of
Hello.
Having to update the index files again and
ideal white professional. Start ideal white. Maintain indexes. The scene pressed.
Okay, now let's update this.
Ideal white professional. Unknown.
Keep in mind, all I've been doing, other than simplifying the sim, I simplified the sim, and then all I've been doing, I didn't make no changes other than installing and enabling and disabling FS0 data scenery. Re-enabling FS0 data again.
Okay, but multiple ideal white professional. Start page. Index and data configuration.
And now when I go to the home page, we're going to
ideal
have
start flight simulator. Not start flight simulator with prepared flight. Okay, but multiple cancel, but multiple C.
Oh wow, it doesn't have any flight now, what the hell? There was like a bug there where like we had a flight created. But I guess now we have to regenerate it because of updated scenery.
Context menu. Flight. Icon shelf full review profile. Regenerate flight clear flight.
So am I clear
ideal
this
flight.
Flight?
Flight clear destination flight. Continue. Okay, but multiple so.
Which, by the way, when I guess it's supposed to say start flight simulator, but it didn't. It didn't like it's it didn't have the departure and destination. So there's something wrong there.
Ideal flight professional. Airport KMST. Home.
So if I now try and recreate the flight or regenerate the flight, same parameters. It's probably going to come up with some at the airport thingy, right?
Ideal flight. Flight destination search. No compatible airports found. Please try adjusting flight generator time for search filters. Okay, but multiple so.
Alright, so here's a... here's an FSL data problem, and again, with this. Either ideal flight is not reading it, because obviously it's... I mean, is KSLE just not a part of because I had the same parameters. Didn't change anything, and now we have to get this message. So, I think that pretty much says everything that needs to be said, everybody. There's either a problem with ideal flight in its scenery reader or FS Aero data. And I don't know which
ideal
one it could be.
Ideal flight preparation ready. Wednesday, July 17th, 2019.
So. I'm kind of at a loss right now. I can disable FS Aero data just to, you know, have a working ideal flight with all the features working, and I can create flights wherever. So if it can't even find airports within a radius, a 5-hour radius within the donut, that you know, north, south, east, west, you know, northwest, northwest, southeast, southwest, you know, you know, in the donut as described by, you know, when you search the quadrants, if it can't even find that in FSL data, then I don't know. I wonder if I could complete reinstall my simulator is in order, but that shouldn't really be the issue because it's FSL data, damn it. Everything since the FSR data, I disable FSR data, everything works. If I enable it, it messes up. But what, and this menu bug is driving me insane. Just like, not being able to bring it up at will. What on earth's causing that? Anyway, I'm gonna close
Close
Ideal
ideal what?
Flight and probably disable FS0 data until this gets fixed.
Desktop list. Ideal Flight Professional 11 of 75.
If it can get fixed.
Recycle gem 11 of 75.
And I'm gonna upload this video, and everybody can kind of feel free to ponder with me what this issue is, including Steve, which I'm gonna be posting into the IF Preview 11 discussion forum. So, if anybody wants to know why Ideal Flight is not out yet to the public, well, this is one of the problems. Well, two problems now: this menu bug and this FS error data thing. So, talk to you guys next time.
Ops 23 button title, button title, button title, and row. Ops 23, ops 20, settings button. Studio, stop, start, scene transition, stop recording, checkbox checked.